newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The 158th Huron County Fair will be different next year. The 2026 fair will now be on August 9th to August 15th. The change is because the carnival company that the fair board had used for several years wasn't available for the coming year, which left the Huron County Fair Board without any entertainment for the annual event that is normally conducted during the first week in August. Having to change the date means the Huron County Fair will be competing with the Sanilac County Fair, which will also run from August 8th to August 15th. Hopes are that the fair will be able to return to its normally scheduled time in 2027. And Huron County School District is a popular one for school of choice students. During the last Lakers School District's Board of Education meeting, the board approved continuing to participate in the School of Choice program. Each semester, the board decides whether to participate in schools of choice or not. Approximately 30% of our student enrollment consists of school of choice students, said Superintendent Jill Verberg. Since there is available room and accepting some additional students does not require additional staff, the district will continue to accept school of choice students. Michigan school of choice policy began in 1994 as part of a proposal, a change to school finance. It allowed school districts to the option of allowing students from other school districts to enroll in their schools, and it allowed the creation of charter schools. School of choice provides parents the opportunity to move their children from one school to another. However, it is up to each district if they want to participate in the program, and a district can also select how many and in what grades they will accept students. And the Sebring Fire Department responded to a fire at about 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Besides the Sebring Fire Department, the Sebring Ambulance and Sebring Police were dispatched for a fully engulfed garage and pole building fire in the 300 block of East Main Street, a half a block off of M25. The Sebring Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and with the fast attack on the fire, were able to keep it from and extending to the home a mere 6 feet from the garage, according to information from the Sebring Police Department. While fighting the blaze, the Sebring Fire Department received mutual aid assistance from the Owendale Fire Department and from the ACW Unionville Fire Department. Also, the Michigan State Police assisted the Sebring Police with traffic control at the scene. The garage and contents, which included an antique tractor, were a total loss. The fire departments were able to clear the scene at approximately 10:30 a.m., there were no injuries noted, Sebring Police Chief Steve Repke. When we come back after this PSA message, we'll get to our international and national news.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, the Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against California, challenging the state's program offering college benefits to undocumented students. This action represents a third federal suit against California within just 1 week, highlighting the intensifying legal clash over immigration and public education policies. Analysts say these lawsuits reflect ongoing debates about states' rights and federal authority as immigration remains a contentious issue in domestic politics, though the Justice Department insists its focus is strictly on statute and precedent rather than partisan concerns. And in our international news, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck central Bangladesh, killing at least 6 people and injuring many more. Rescue teams are currently working to treat wounded residents and assess structural risks in damaged buildings. As authorities caution that aftershocks remain possible, emergency personnel remain on high alert as the region begins recovery efforts following the quake. And you can get the full news stories with weather obituaries and more anytime on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy.